Back in this country, several sea lions that have washed up on the shores of Washington State this month were found to have been shot and killed. The shooting of marine life, such as sea lions and dolphins, is a troubling trend. Some of the perpetrators are fishermen who are in direct competition with the sea lions for food. The attacks are illegal. They go against the 1972 Marine Mammal Protection Act, but they're happening anyway up and down the West Coast. Michael Milstein is with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Michael, describe what's going on with these shootings. How unusual is this?
It is unusual. What's happening now, this is the time of year when the male sea lions spread out from their rookeries and off Southern California and spread out up and down the West Coast. So they arrive at in harbors and along coastlines looking for food. They want to bulk up for the next breeding season. And in some of those places, they're running into some conflicts with people because they prey, in some sense, on the very same animals that other wildlife does and that fishermen are pursuing.
Animals such as what?
Well, salmon is the first one that comes to mind. And it creates a difficult challenge in terms of management because some of these salmon stocks are endangered.
So you mentioned that they often get the salmon as the salmon are moving upstream, but they're even more audacious than that. A fisherman can be out there for days, bring back, you know, a couple $1,000 worth of salmon, and the sea lions go after it before the fisherman can get it off the hook.
Yeah, that does happen. I certainly have talked with many fishermen who've been out fishing and get a large salmon on the line, and the sea lion are smart enough to come up and take that off. There are legal methods that the fishermen can pursue to deter the sea lions, noisemakers and that sort of thing. But there's still a lot of frustration because it's been a rough few years for the salmon stocks on the West Coast. The numbers have been down. And that sort of increases the tension. We know that seals and sea lions in Puget Sound probably consume around 6 times the amount of salmon that people are catching.
The punishment for wounding a marine mammal, for any kind of attack against a marine mammal, because of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, is really severe. Fines of up to $28,000 a year in prison. How aggressively are the perpetrators pursued?
Well, there have been a number of successful prosecutions. Just in the last few weeks, there was a skipper of a fishing boat in Alaska who was sentenced for shooting sea lions. They are difficult cases to pursue because oftentimes you may not have a body, a carcass to look at or examine, and in some cases it's decomposed. But they're certainly looking at these cases from every angle.
What is the middle ground here? I mean, the possible solution when you are trying to protect sea lions or dolphins, for that matter. It's happened less often to dolphins, but it does happen that they're attacked. And you're trying to look as well after fishermen and their livelihood, or at least there's a concern about that.
What is
the middle ground?
Well, there's no easy answers to that, but we certainly think there are ways we can pursue that kind of balance by, for instance, removing sea lions from locations where they're really having an intense effect on the endangered salmon stocks.
When you say remove them, what does that mean?
That means trap them, look for a place for them, either in zoos or aquariums, and if that's not possible, then they're euthanized.
Just have one other question about the Marine Mammal Protection Act, which was passed in the 1970s. Since the number of sea lions, since the population has grown so much, you know, triple what it was back then,
sure.
Is the act, at least in terms of sea lions, still needed, the protection of them still needed?
Well, the act essentially found that these animals have an important role in the ecosystem, and that's still very true. The act does have some provisions when populations of wildlife do increase to the point where they're healthy and close to reaching carrying capacity, that it does provide some additional flexibility if the states, for instance, were to come to NOAA and say they wanted to pursue their own program of management with sea lions. There are provisions for that. So far, that hasn't happened. But the act is very important and very strong, and one that we continue to look at as a real achievement in conservation.
Michael Milstein with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.